Track 14, Citizens' Advice. But back to the here and now, and here's our second bit of practical advice. This time it's from the Mid-Suffolk Citizens' Advice Bureau, with information on what to do if you've ordered something from a company which has subsequently gone out of business. Here's Sam to tell you.
I ordered a watch online for my partner's birthday. Now, the company has since gone out of business. I keep phoning and emailing them, but just can't get through to anyone. If they don't send the watch, what should I do? Well, if the company has gone into administration, it may still be able to fulfil outstanding orders. But if the company is already in liquidation, you'll need to try to get your money back. If you're unsure about what state the company is in, the Citizens Advice website has information on how to find out. As the company hasn't responded to your calls or emails, is there a shop or office you can visit or write to get an update on your order or request a refund? If that isn't possible, the next steps depend on whether it's a limited company, that will have a limited or PLC after its title, or if it's a sole trader, so that's someone who runs their own business or partnership. If it's a limited company, you'll need to get details of the administrator or receiver, the person dealing with settling the trader's debts. The names of those administrators will usually be on the website of the companies that've gone bust. You should register your claim as a creditor on the gov.uk website. Fill out the form with details of what you're owed and send it to the administrator dealing with the trader's debts. Now, unfortunately, there's only a small chance you'll receive any money back because you'll be last in a long list of creditors who need to be paid. But if you paid by credit card, you could also try getting your money back with a Section 75 claim to your card provider or bank. Full details about both these types of claims can be found on the Citizens Advice website. If the seller was a sole trader or partnership and not a limited company, pursuing a Section 75 is your best option. Of course, every case is different when traders go under, but you can call the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline to find out exactly what your rights are on 0808 223 1133. Or visit www.citizensadvice.org.uk/consumer. Citizens Advice Mid Suffolk can provide advice on issues including debt, employment, benefits and family law. You can contact them on 01449 676 060, or use the contact form at midsuffolkcab.org.uk/contact-us. And more information and our opening hours can also be found at midsuffolkcab.org.uk/contact-us.
Thank you, Sam, and I'm sure that information could prove very useful, particularly now so many people purchase products online. And it was explained very succinctly and clearly, I think.